When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our snowy edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And hint, 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 psst, today would be a good day to share the show. You do that by going to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and the page that has the links on it to pick up the stream. Well. Welcome to Mercury in retrograde, everybody. And if you don't know what that means, I guess we'll tell you about that in a moment once we set the table. But what a morning we've had. Woohoo. Anyway, I'm here in the studio. And as always, our trusty guy in control, production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And you had a decent trip in the snow this morning?
It was a non-event.
Non-event for you. Yeah, because fortunately we're where we are and not down south.
Much worse down south.
Yeah.
And it's going to warm up, so all this snow is going to probably be gone by sundown, is my guess.
Yeah, now they did say there's another event coming in.
It's dissipating.
They said starting now through noon, and then it would turn to rain and be gone.
Probably only in the very outlying areas at the highest of elevations.
Well, you are the one that knows.
It's just warming up, that's all.
All right. Well, you do the weather, so you know.
I do the weather.
Do. All right. In the mood studio. Is she there? Yes, she is. that would be Animal World's call screener, Kathy, is here. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Martha.
Snow.
Good to be here.
Yeah. Good to see you.
Love the snow.
And have you got snow in your neighborhood?
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Did you have any trouble getting out of your neighborhood?
Not at all.
Oh, good.
Not at all.
Good.
I come down off of a hill, and the road was all cleaned up for me. They rolled out the red carpet so I could get down to be here.
All right. Well, and then rounding out our table this morning, I'm very excited about our show because my friend and energetic matchmaker and relationship guru.
Whisperer.
And relationship whisperer. That's true. But you're a guru to me now in the relationship department because I read your book.
Yeah, Jana G.
Jana Rosewood is here. She is the co-author of Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Leap into Real Solutions to Attract Your Genuinely Committed Relationship. And welcome to Animal World. You've been here now, before, but you've not been in the studio for a full show, so this is our first in-studio full show.
That's right.
So, welcome.
Thank you, Martha.
And what a great job of piloting you did, because what y'all don't know is that Jana lives out in my neighborhood. She's actually 5 miles north, but on the same road that I live on, out in the Monroe-Sultan area, and her vehicle has four-wheel drive. So after much powwowing last night and watching the snow start to fall and continue to fall and all that stuff, we were very much in a dilemma as to whether or not we would attempt to make it into the studio this morning or whether we'd stay home and do the show by phone or tie line. And because we had more than you than like Mike and you know had down in the Seattle Bellevue area. And how many you're a little farther north and a little higher elevation than I am. So how many inches did you get, Shauna?
We only had like 2 inches, but you know it's just a matter of is it icy and slippery on the roads? And of course, you know, you said I'm from Wisconsin, I can handle it, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's true. If you have experience from driving in the snow, it's really helpful.
Yeah. And I know how to drive in the snow, but you know, I drive a Mini Cooper, so she's got a nice. Four-wheel drive. So we took Jana's car. She piloted us down here. But we waited to leave until Mike got into the studio and I talked to him. And he said, no problem.
Roads are fine.
He said, roads are fine. You won't have any problem. Come on down. So I felt a whole lot better when I talked to you. And so so the biggest problem was in our neck of the woods, and because the roads were compact snow and ice, and then you know I tell you what a great job Snohomish Puyi Deer road maintenance does, and there's a 6 mile road back road we need to take in to town to get to the highways, and that was compact snow and ice, but on all the little S curves they'd sanded it already, and
yep, it was good.
Yeah, except that we got behind probably the slowest goer. That was out there this morning. How 15 miles an hour?
It was sometimes 10 miles.
10
an hour.
Miles an hour.
But slow is good.
Yeah, well,
much
you know,
better
it's kind
than
of
fast.
Better safe than sorry. So
that's right.
But with that slowing us down and all of that, we just barely got in here time to get things done. But we did. We made it.
We're here now. We get to party.
Yeah. I almost thought for a minute I was going to have to call up Mike and Kathy and say, hey, start without us. We'll be there, but we made it.
That's always a contingency plan. If we know you're coming, we'll just start.
Yeah.
That's the way it works.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I figured you guys could handle it, especially since Kathy's going to radio school. it'd be good experience for her.
Absolutely. And we'd quiz her on what she's learned so far.
Oh, yeah. That would make a good interview. Maybe I should be late someday so you can do that. No, Kathy's shaking her head. She doesn't want to do that. All right. So anyway, what we are doing today, this is all about, because guess what? Does anybody know what next weekend is?
Flowers, hearts.
Jana knows. It's Valentine's Day coming up.
Yes,
And Jana has a talk going on at East West Bookshop in Seattle on Friday night. That's Valentine's Day. And then a workshop on Saturday, the next day at
East West. That's
right. So we're going to talk about that and the details. And, of course, we're going to talk about her book. And because she's here for the whole entire show, we'll actually have open phone lines so you can call in and you can ask questions of the relationship guru and energetic matchmaker. She's very intuitive. And if you heard her on Animal World a couple weeks ago or so, 3 weeks ago with Kevin and Kim, you know that she's good at getting to the heart of what's going on and getting someone to open up and see what's going on. And she actually works energetically with her clients and so forth. And we're going to talk about all of that, you know, what she does, how she works and who she is and all that sort of thing. And we got a lot of time to do that. But the bottom line is we will have open phone lines. And you're welcome to call in and get help from Shauna.
I was on the radio on January 19th with Kevin and Kim. So if they want to go in and listen to that in the archive later, go to MarthaNorwalk.com and look on the lower part of the website and you'll find archives and you'll be able to tune into that first hour.
You're really good at this.
It was really a fun interview.
It was a great interview. It was a great interview. Funny thing about the interview was before the interview, a listener called in and asked Kevin out on a date.
Yes, and it was legitimate, wasn't it?
And it was a legitimate call. But as you and I discussed, Shauna, off the air, had the caller that called in listened to your interview with Kevin and Kim, it became very clear. And Kevin stated himself several times, and you congratulated him on knowing that he is not ready for a relationship yet. In fact, it finally came out he's still ticked off. Yes. He's very angry.
Yes, yes. So, and that's great because so many people aren't clear that they're not ready for a relationship and they jump in. And Kevin, this is really cool because that's a basic premise of my book. The original title of that book was Attract 100% Available Relationships. And Kevin's clear that he's not available.
Yeah. So, all right, folks, that's what we're going to be doing today. We'll have open phone lines. So, you know, call your friends, anybody you know that's looking for a relationship. And by the way, Jana's advice and techniques work for attracting pretty much anything you want into your life, like the right animal companion for you and your animal family already, or just you or whatever. It could be money. It could be work. It could be whatever.
That's correct.
It could be, but nobody's attracting snow until we get home safely, please. Anyway, it works pretty much anything. So be sure and call your friends, anybody around the country, around the world, if they got internet access, and tell them to tune on in because now is their opportunity. Now, the rest of what we've got going, when we make it official, we will start with St. Francis, as we always do. I have, first up, we do have a pet food recall this week, another one that's 2 weeks in a row. Don't have any follow-up, but have a little bit of one news story, I think, and a little bit of good news. We will do current events, and we've got several new items on the current events list, and that'll happen about 10:50 today. And then we do have our Designing Health Missing Link supplement giveaway today. And you know that the missing link, the worse quality food you feed to your animal friends, the more you need missing link because it's designed to provide what's missing in cooked and processed foods. And there's a couple formulas for dogs, one for cats, one for birds, and a vegetarian formula you can feed to all your animal friends. And there's a horse formula. We don't give that one away on the air, but we give away full bags of all the other varieties. So I will alert you when it is time to call in and give you the missing link words of the day, and then you'll call up Kathy and pick what you want. And the only rules are you have to be 18 years or older to win, and you cannot have won a contest on any of the shows on this radio station, 1150 AM, in the last 30 days. And if you haven't done all of that, then you qualify, and you can call when I tell you it's time to call. Okay. I think that covers most of the bases. So now it's time to get official.
We're not official yet?
No, we haven't started the show. Did you not know that? We haven't started yet.
No, really?
See? Well, like, you know, Mike and I say, you know, it takes it takes half an hour to really get warmed up. But no, we're not official until we invoke St. Francis, and we haven't done that.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so.
That feels good, too.
Yeah. All right. So we have two St. Francis prayers now. We used to only have one, but now we want one for the animals, and then we got one for the humans, and the humans one is longer because we need more help.
Yeah.
But, so, all right. This is Kathy's favorite part of the show. So you ready, Kath? Yeah, Kath's ready. Okay. All right, so here we go. This is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Om, peace, amen.
Amen.
All right. Now we have, for us humans, we have the St. Francis' peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen.
Om.
Now, if you haven't figured it out yet, but anyway, we're now official. Jana is she's a fellow yogi with me. And she is a vowed disciple of Paramahansa Yogananda and Kriya Bhan, And on the third Sundays of the month when I'm not here, Kevin and Kim are here, except for the last third Sunday because Jana was with them. John and I are usually together because we go to temple together.
Yes, then we get lots of opportunity to talk and enjoy each other's company.
Yeah. And how fun is that? That I mean, she's in my neighborhood and all of that. Very cool.
I'm blessed. Everything's in divine order.
Yeah, we're both blessed. And so we have the Masters with us here today. Well, they're always here, but they're here double. Okay. She's got them on her phone. I've got them on my altar card here.
I got the temple.
You got the temple.
Temple altar right here.
Oh, you know that photograph. Jana sometimes does the flowers for the temple altar on Sunday.
That's
and
right.
And man, it's spectacular. And, well, I was going to say, Mike, you would appreciate this, but he's into Huskies. He's not into Seahawks. For Super Bowl Sunday and the Seahawks, she did a Seahawks-colored altar and flowers, and man, it was spectacular. Have you got a picture on your phone there?
I do.
Okay, I'm going to pass it over so Mike can see it. Because it's quite extraordinary when you saw it in person. The flowers are blue and gold, and then the altar cloths are the blue and green Seahawks color with gold behind and more blue. It's just spectacular. So anyway,
they were carried, weren't they?
Huh?
They were carried. I heard that they meditate that the Seahawks meditate and also do yoga.
Yeah, I heard that too.
I understand that the coach Carroll was really he expected all of them to take it, and that the Wilson leads them in the meditation. That's what I heard.
How cool is that? So anyway, that beautiful, you sent me a photograph of that beautiful altar, and I now have that on my, I keep it on my computer, along with a couple pictures of Master, and anyway, it's really nice.
Their light really guides us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, all right, let's see. Before we take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time, we'll do recall time. Well, I guess we won't do the music. Oh, yeah. Okay, I love this. All righty. ProPet LLC recalls a limited number of dry dog food and cat foods due to what else? Possible salmonella contamination. And these are Hubbard Life Happy Hound. And perhaps I should tell you where. Okay. The products were distributed in, here's the list of states, because we've got listeners all over the country. So if you hear your state, then you want to pay attention. Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Michigan. Oh, here goes, Jana. Minnesota. Yeah, I love it when you say that. Montana, North Carolina, North Dakota, Nebraska, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, Washington, Wisconsin, and West Virginia. Oh, that was kind of cute. Okay. So the foods are Hubbard Life Happy Hound dog food, Hubbard Life Cat Stars cat food, Hubbard Life Maintenance dog food, QC Plus adult food, QC. Okay. So those are your foods and where the recall covers. So act accordingly. You can also, if you need more details on the recall, you can go to www.thetruthaboutpetfood.com. And I think there's no "the" in the website. It would be truthaboutpetfood.com. That's Suze Thixton's website. And it was on the homepage last time I checked. Okay. Well, how about this?
I wonder if we have any listeners from the Midwest, and they're probably going, oh, yeah, you're really suffering 1 or 2 inches of snow. They laugh at us.
Well, they had like 6 inches down south.
That's true. That's...
But you know, one of the differences, I have not been to all the Midwestern states, but one of the differences I have been told over these years is that sometimes you don't really understand the difference in the terrain because a lot of the Midwestern states are flat.
Yes.
So you get a ton of snow, but you're flat.
Mm-hmm.
The problem here is we aren't flat. We are... Now, how many hills are there in Seattle? How many is it?
It's like eight hills, seven hills.
I mean, big hills that have names. And
there are lots.
But there are hills like everywhere.
It feels like San Francisco to me because it's like so straight up and down.
Yeah. So like when we got to the business complex where the radio station is, John is saying, well, no wonder you were a little concerned about the roads right here because, you know, it's like all uphill.
My four-wheel drive did activate.
And the four-wheel drive did kick in.
Yeah.
Getting up the hills to get here to the building. So a little snow here is worth a lot more than it is in the flat Midwest. Wouldn't you all say so?
I would. And I'd also point out another huge difference is that typically in the Midwest and back east, the ground is frozen a lot of the times before it snows. That's rarely the case here. So what happens is you get snow, then it melts, and then it freezes, and you're on ice or slush before you know it. Compact snow and ice, at least in my view, I much prefer that than slush and indoor patches of ice.
And black ice.
Yeah. Well, and I would say that was our saving grace in our neighborhood. That's why we got out of there as easily as we did this morning. And that's because it's been well below freezing for like a week or more. And so the roads were frozen and dry before the snow came
in.
That
makes a big difference.
And that made a huge difference. Huge difference. Otherwise, I'd probably be talking to you from my bed at home, my easy chair. Be saying, hey, I've done that a few times. I'd got iced in at the farm before and all of that. So anyway, before you give us a hard time, if you're from the Midwest, just you try driving on Queen Anne Hill and all over. You remember, when was it? Was it last year that bus came down the hill and was hanging over I-5 and almost fell onto the freeway because it slid down the hill?
There have been several of those kinds of occasions.
Yeah. So it just isn't so easy around here. Okay. So now that we've defended our whining about just a few inches of snow, and actually we're happy campers because we're here.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
All righty then. So we were going to be on time, but we're not anymore. But we have to Mercury in retrograde, so that's like normal to not be on time.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. And I always say we have to be on time when we start and on time when we end, but you know, the 3 hours doesn't really matter. Okay. So let us take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in today's show. Remember, it is the most important part of the show. Please listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, because without them, there's no us. And stay right where you are, because Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information. Now's the time to refinance, but where do you go? You want an experienced, reputable lender. someone who offers VA, FHA, conventional, and investment loans. You want a mortgage lender who works with a variety of different lenders. Someone who shares your values. Someone you can trust. That someone is Margaret Peggy Kaler, the branch manager at Westar Pacific Mortgage. Call Peggy at 425-329-3960. Or you can email her at pkaler@westarpacific.com. NMLS number 393352. Westar Pacific Mortgage. NMLS 1100211 and WA-CL number 1100211. WBA Westar Mortgage Corporation. NMLS 93243. An equal opportunity lender. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I want to say thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're just getting rolling on this week's edition, and it's a special show. We're gearing up for Valentine's Day next weekend, and in the studio is...
Jana Rosewood.
Yeah, relationship whisperer, energetic matchmaker, author, co-author of Are You Still Kissing Frogs? And right after we get to our little animals in the news stuff, it's going to be all Jana, and we're going to talk about her and what she does and her book and what's coming up at East West. And we'll have open phone lines. You can call in and get coaching. And I'm excited because, I reminded at the break, I got a strong hit that I forgot to say that to call screener Aji is not here today. And apparently Aj called in and says, hi, we miss you too, Aji. And I'm sorry, I just got so excited. I was so talking about the snow. I forgot to say that Aji stayed home because of the snow. I mean, I did hear that the King County buses were on snow schedules and all that sort of stuff. And Aj takes the bus to get over here, and not a wise thing to try to do that on a snowy day.
Yeah.
So thanks for taking care of yourself, Aj, and thanks for listening. And hi, we miss you too. And I'm sorry I didn't mention you right up front. But I'll blame that on Mercury in retrograde. Oh, and that's, yeah, by the way. Y'all know what Mercury in retrograde is about? It's an astrological influence. The planet Mercury goes retrograde about 3 to 4 times a year, and it lasts about 3 weeks at a time. And Mercury, the planet Mercury, influences communication and all that kind of stuff. So when Mercury's in retrograde, just stuff happens. It's very wise to when you're writing on your calendar to write in pencil because people forget appointments or change appointments. It's very easy. You're late. Things don't quite work right. If you've got anything mechanical that's going to fail, it will fail during a retrograde. It's not during a Mercury retrograde. It's not a good time to start new things and sign contracts.
Not a good time to buy electronics. But the positive thing about retrograde is it helps us to slow down and trust divine intervention.
Yeah, and it's also a good time to clean up and finish up and deal with old stuff.
And things can come back to us that need to be taken care of, and it'll be positive.
Yeah.
Like opportunities that got missed before, they can come back to us at that time.
Yeah, cool. So anyway, Mercury went in retrograde on February 6th. And if you're traveling during a retrograde, you know, just don't be surprised. And it helps to know about it because when all this stuff happens, you know that, oh, okay, it's not just me.
Take a breath.
Yeah, take a breath, relax, go with the flow. And of course, our teaching, you know, Master teaches us that humans can overcome astrological influences with the right attitude and so forth.
That's right.
So probably the first thing you need to do is let go and believing in Mercury in retrograde. Okay. So there you go. It's retrograde. I think it goes direct on about the 26th of the month, and it takes like three to five days to balance out again.
Yeah.
And you can get little calendars that tell you. I also pay attention to moon voids of courses, and those happen very frequently, usually only for a few hours at a time. But interesting, they say that anything that is begun during a moon void of course doesn't work out.
What is that? Yeah.
Well, I can only tell you the terminology because I'm not an astrologer, but it's called moon void of course. And it can happen every day, every other day. It can be for a whole day. It can be for 5 minutes at a time. But I can pull out in my purse if you want me to. I have, you know, a little astrological calendar.
Go to Google and figure it out, right?
Yeah. And like one of the things they say that every single candidate for president that is filed for running during a moon void, of course, was not elected.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's statistics like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you pay attention, and it's kind of like Mercury in retrograde, you don't want to start new things. Sign contracts, but you can clean up old stuff, finish things.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. And now how do we get onto that? Oh, it's because it's Mercury in retrograde. Okay, so the bottom line is anything goes wrong, things don't quite work right today, not our fault.
No.
It's a great excuse, too. Okay. All right. So how about, Mike, we do the best good news about animals? Often this chases out the sun, usually, but I don't know about that. Ooh!
Looks like it's going to snow some more.
It does. Doesn't it? I just finally, we got here, you know, just in the nick of time to race through all the show prep ahead of time, that he didn't really have time to, like, take it in. And I tell you, you know, I have this beautiful view out the window. It really is pretty out there, isn't it? With all the snow, it's on.
It is. And we got all these beautiful evergreens here covered with snow. You know, evergreen state, here we are.
Yeah, it really is nice out there. Okay. All right, so what do we do? We're at the good news about animals. Now, this first one is sliding because the subject itself is yucky, but there's good news happening, and this is a first. the first is, and I'm talking about the dolphin slaughter, the annual dolphin slaughter in Taiji, Japan, which we are well aware of, but the Japanese people as a whole are generally not, because it is hidden. It's only like a couple dozen fishermen in a very small town in a hidden cove in Taiji that do this. And there's been a lot of publicity. The hunt starts in September and goes through April. I'm not going to go into all those details. I'm just going to tell you that the good news right now is, because I've filled you in on all the events that have been happening over the last couple months, but here's the latest. A Japanese newspaper, the Japan Times, published an op-ed, you know, editorial condemning the Taiji dolphin hunt and going into a lot of detail.
Wow.
So that's never happened before.
Wow. Ooh. We're stepping up.
Yeah. Yeah, because, you know, kind of the bottom line is when all is said and done, there's a big push now trying to get our country to block a trade agreement until they agree to stop the hunt and all of that sort of thing. But what comes out in this op-ed in the Japan Times is that really, truly, when you get down to it, the only ones that can stop this hunt are the Japanese people themselves.
Wow.
You know, I mean, that's what they have. They have to take a stand. And there are a lot of activists that do, but the majority just don't know.
Matt, energetically, I think we can impact them.
Of course.
By just the thoughts that we hold.
Right. And, right. Yeah. But that's why this is such a big deal.
And I'm glad that you're talking about it. It's important that you're talking about it so that we can, as a collective, can really affect them.
Yeah, and that's why I just finished, you know, I write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal.
Right.
And I just finished writing my column for next month.
Uh-huh.
And it's all about whales and dolphins and what's going on.
Yeah.
And what we can do and all of that.
Your column has really helped me and my family as well.
Oh, so, thank you.
Yeah, it's
thank
really
you.
Important.
Cool. All right, now, the next good news. Now, this is kind of cool. America is finally getting its first cat cafes.
Cool. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Let's see. San Francisco Bay Area is getting the United States' first and second cat cafes, a feline phenomenon by way of Japan, reimagine cafes as oases where patrons can kick back with a hot drink and a resident cat. Because who hasn't felt that Earl Grey would go great with some ambient purring? Two spots, Kit Tea in San Francisco and Cat Town Cafe in Oakland, are both in the planning stages but will function slightly differently. Health codes allowing, the two cafes are hoping for 2014 openings. The Kit Tea will be a halfway home for adoptable cats and has partnered with two shelters to populate the cafe. Cat Town Cafe will be an extension of Oakland's Cat Town Shelter and will focus heavily on adoptions, but will welcome anyone in for free playtime. So
that's fantastic.
How cool is that? Wouldn't that be neat? Cat cafes. I like that. Okay. And then this one, you just got to love this one. This is the winner of the best good news about animals this week. Elderly nuns adopt unwanted senior pit bull.
Wow.
Remy, a 9-year-old pit bull, sat in the High Tour Animal Care Center in Pomona, New York, for 3 months, passed over by families looking to adopt, likely due to her age and her breed. Things didn't look hopeful for Remy until one day three angels, or rather nuns, showed up. According to the reports, the three nuns, all senior citizens themselves, arrived at the shelter looking for a dog who would have a hard time finding a new home. Sisters Veronica Mendez, Virginia Johnson, and Alice Goldsmith, who lived together in Nyack, New York, had recently lost their dog, Kate, to cancer. They wanted to honor her memory by saving another life, one that truly needed a miracle. They shared their mission with shelter director, who immediately thought of Remy. Quote, as soon as I saw the sign that read 9 years, I said, this is the one, Sister Veronica told. No one is going to want this one. When Remy was brought out to meet the women, Remy took to the nuns right away, even leaning her head into Sister Virginia's chest and letting out a sigh. Quote, she got right up there, Sister Virginia said. She must be my new family. And so Remy went home with the nuns. It appears to be a match made in heaven. Remy is happy in her new home with plenty of room to romp and play, tons of toys and attention, and the nuns have given her a nickname, Thumper, because of the happy way her tail thumps on the floor when she wags it. Now Remy will spend her golden years happy and loved, just as the nuns will. Quote, here we are, three senior sisters, so we adopted a senior pet. Sister Veronica said we wanted to give her the best 3 or 4 years she has left.
How wonderful.
How cool is that? Woohoo. So that is the best good news about animals.
And nuns on top of it.
It's
really blessed that they did that for that
animal. Yeah. There wasn't enough detail. There's some photographs. There's one photograph of the article that I printed, but there were a couple of other photographs that showed the three of them, and they were all in street clothes. So, you know, I don't know what order, and said they live together, so I don't know what order they're in or how that works.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't know that much about it. But anyway.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, growing up Catholic, I...
You probably know more. So are there orders when you don't wear, how you know, habits?
They changed it a lot through the years, where the nuns dress more... like when I left the school, the Catholic school that I was in, they were exposing their hair and things like that. I had a nun that had beautiful red long hair. She was a fabulous nun.
Wow.
So
yeah, she had red hair.
She was in seventh grade. Or it was in seventh grade. She was my nun. So cool. Anyway.
All right. Well, let's stay relatively on time here. We will take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. Remember, listen, pay attention, thank them, support them. And then as we continue, it's Relationship Whisperer, Energetic Matchmaker, Jana Rosewood, and Are You Still Kissing Frogs? We'll find out how she figured out not to kiss frogs and what led her to this profession straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymaker's Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913. BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300. Or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio. Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk. You're listening to Animal World. And, gosh, we're on the downside of the first hour of this week's edition. We're here till noon, and we're here from 9 a.m. to noon every Sunday morning right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Valentine's Day early here on Animal World, and we're going to get to that in just a moment. But I just wanted to share with you, I had during the break there, I had a chance to really turn around and look out the window at the snow-covered Bellevue, Mercer Island, Seattle area, and really soak in the energy. And I have to tell you, I don't know if you notice it, Mike, but it is a completely different energy than it normally is. And do you feel the difference when you look at it?
No, I mean, it's pretty, but It still seems the same to me.
Yeah. It feels absolutely, totally different energy to me when I look at
it. I think a lot more people are home today because of the snow.
Well, with that beautiful, the snow covering all of that, it feels very peaceful.
Restful.
Yeah,
restful,
actually, there's probably peaceful. Even more traffic right now. I kind of eyeball I-90 and the 405 interchange, and there's as much traffic now as there always is, maybe a little bit more. I think people are heading east up into the mountains, maybe to do some skiing or cross country or snowshoeing, that kind of a thing.
So Mike's picking up the excitement of the skiers.
Well, I was just looking at the mountain pass reports, and bring your change because it is ugly on the top at the summits of all three mountain passes.
Yeah.
But I suspect pretty up there too. But it's going to warm up.
It really is nice looking out there, though. But I just had to comment on the incredible difference in how the energy feels to me looking out that window.
It's my presence.
I wasn't looking at you, though. I was looking out the window.
But I'm in the room.
Oh, okay. Well, it must be Jana. Speaking of that, Jana Rosewood is the co-author of Are You Still Kissing Frogs? And the co-author with her husband of 18 years, is that correct? Or 20 years now?
How 20.
20 years
20
now.
Years now.
So it's Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Leap into real solutions to attract your genuinely committed relationship. And we call her the relationship whisperer, the energetic matchmaker. Not only as she authored this incredible book, and I have to tell you, I have read the book. It is the best I have ever read on this process and on relationships in general and all of that. It's absolutely fabulous. The principles apply to attracting almost anything you want in your life. But, oh, how I wish I had had this when I was a teenager. Of course, I don't know that I would have read it, A, and B, paid any attention.
Yeah,
you know, how desperate we are when, you know, teenage girls. But
I'm also a former frog kisser.
Yeah, former frog kisser. That is true. But I'm curious, Shauna, because I know, knowing you, I know that you have a lot of other tools in your belt, and you've done a lot of other things. So tell us a little bit about Jana and your background.
Wow, that's a big question. What brought me to Washington State?
Yeah, Minnesota. How do you say that?
Actually, Minnesota. I actually grew up in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
You can hear it. It's not Wisconsin.
That's right. But you're not a cheesehead. I think we established that, didn't we, at some point?
I'm probably a cheddarhead. I grew up on a dairy farm, and I'm number 10 of 11 children, and moved out here to do my master's degree in communication. Uh-huh. And after I completed my master's degree, I started pursuing all these alternative personal growth aspects way back. And I think the first thing, 1979, The Power of Positive Thinking, that was big for me with Norman Vincent Peale. But it's been a long journey, lots of training in terms of energy work, massage.
Yeah, because you're a massage therapist.
Yeah, I'm licensed in massage. Yeah. I'm licensed too.
But then you taught a class at East West recently on using a pendulum.
That's correct. Correct.
So you do all kinds of stuff.
And, you know, people ask, because after I completed my master's degree, they're going, what are you doing? What's this got to do with your master's degree? And,
right.
And actually, all of the umbrella is communication.
Uh-huh.
And I would have to say my skills, my intuitive skills, I think I had them all along, but in my training then got in touch with my intuitive energetic skills in terms of being able to read a person's auric field or chakras, that type of thing. But I think it also comes naturally from my mother, because my mother, she was always into telling us stories, being very strong Catholic, about the miracles of the Blessed Virgin Mary and that kind of thing. When I was little, I say in the book, Mother Goose stories were absent, actually, and that she would tell us stories at bedtime about the apparitions of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the miracles and that kind of thing. So
you grew up believing in miracles. And
I did. And my mother was actually quite followed a lot of naturopathic kind of things, even though, you know, she was really in charge of the farm and things. But she was always doing natural herbs, natural things in terms of healing and that type of thing. So I think she really is one of the people that really led me, you know, to this work. And she had experiences that I wrote about in her autobiography this last year. She wrote the autobiography, but I edited it. And she tells a lot of different things that have happened to her that were miraculous as well. So I think she's just helped me get in touch with it. And I chose the perfect mother this time around.
Yeah, good for you.
So
I did too. She was into animals.
She was into animals. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
One thing I wanted to know, because you said, you know, this book is really important. I wanted to say, what one piece makes it incredible to you? I mean, you've read it. You said, what is so important? Because, you know, I'm actually repeating a lot of things that many authors say. So what makes it incredible to you? One thing.
Well, there isn't just one thing.
Okay.
It's the whole book
okay.
that made it incredible for me.
Okay.
It is the process the understanding that you bring through about relationship, the process that you have people, you know, one go through in order to formulate, you know, what they're really looking for, what they really want.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably also the concept that, you know, you can't be, and how do I, you know, if you're an angry, closed, crappy person, you can't, you're not going to attract an open, loving, gentle, you know, necessary person that, you know, you talked about this in your interview with Kevin and Kim, that it's important to become what you want to attract.
Right.
Because like attracts like.
Right.
You know, now opposites also attract, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work.
Right.
But at any rate, so I really love you explaining that. Also, then you're talking, and the fact that the process you have one go through when they want to attract a committed human partner works for attracting almost anything.
Right.
But then also, I also loved hearing in the book your husband's side of the story and how cool I thought it was that the two of you went through the same process before you got together.
Right.
And I was like, whoa, isn't that interesting? Yeah. And then kind of some of the stuff you talk about once you're in relationship, how to deal with conflict and, you know, and we'll hopefully get to a lot of that stuff. So it isn't just one thing in the book.
That's true.
It's everything. And then also you saying, you know, that everyone is individual. And not everybody wants the same thing.
Yeah, we talk about using that shopping cart method. You go to the store and you pick off the shelf that what works for you. Not everything may work for you that's in the book. And that's true of everything. I think if we can discriminate more about what works for us rather than just following blindly, then we can have it more an internal process.
Yeah, and I think... A good point might be when, again, going back to the interview you did with Kevin and Kim and the process. Now, Kim, of course, is in a very happy, committed relationship. But, you know, Kevin is not. And so he's the one that got picked on that day. And
he was
in a loving
real
way. And he was a real trooper. But he really opened up to you eventually. And it did come by his admission, and very obvious in the talk that went down, that he's not ready for another relationship.
Right.
Because he's still very angry.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a lot of work to do on himself,
mm-hmm,
and to get ready. But that's okay. And you said, you know, and you were saying how great it was that he knew that, because that's really important. Now, on the other hand, I think your book makes it okay to not want a relationship.
Right. And
or to make real specific specifications as to what you want in a relationship. Because I know, you know, Kim and Kevin kind of joked about, well, or I think Kim was saying, you know, the pot calling the kettle black, because Martha doesn't have a relationship either. So, you know, but I told her before the show, yeah, but I'm not going to be there. So, you know, Kevin's your only target. But for me, right at this point in my life, I don't want to attract the perfect committed. Well, I don't want a relationship. I am okay. I am real happy. I am the happiest I've ever been in my whole life. And I'm happy being with me. And I'm happy with my animal family. But I am also a avowed disciple with my spiritual path, and
right,
I am much more interested in my relationship with God than anything else.
Right. So you're the perfect. When I feel your energy, it's clear people, there won't be someone coming to you looking for a relationship because you are clear. You're solid. Mm-hmm. Your feet are grounded. Your roots are grounded. You're not into that type of thing. And this is the positive thing as well. It's like Kevin's clear that he's not ready. I think he would like to have a relationship,
yeah,
actually.
Eventually.
But he's clear he's not ready. And on the other hand, you're clear you don't want to have a relationship. And I have had classes where people come in and they're looking for a relationship, but after they sometimes do this process and work with themselves, then they go, you know, I'm not ready. And then I had another gal who wanted to have a relationship, but all of a sudden she discovered through this process that she didn't, one of the reasons why she was attracting men that weren't available was because all of a sudden she realized she didn't want to live where she was living. So she did something about it and moved. And then, you know, she's like, I don't want to attract a relationship and live in this city and be here. And so, you know, it's about getting clear.
And, about what you want,
and
yeah,
then once we're clear, we send that vibration out and then we attract what we intend. And in your case, you don't want to attract anyone. So it's not going to be an issue for you. And even if someone was interested, it's a no-go. You don't have this hesitation in your field, your mm-hmm energy field that says, well, maybe, maybe not. No,
well,
you're
and,
solid.
You know, I'm always open, you know, to friends and new friends and that sort of thing.
Right.
But at this point in my life, my focus is, you know, my service work with animals and their humans and what I do with all of that, you know, but my number one is you know, I'm looking for freedom and liberation in this lifetime. I'd like not to come back. You know, I had a friend talking the other day was already planning their next lifetime with their wife. And it's kind of like, no, I'm firmly seated in my path back to Divine Mother. And I'm really good with that. But friends are fine as long as they're of like mind.
Right.
You know, and same thing. But, you know, and so then there's that voice saying, well, okay, so you could go through this process to, you know, attract that. Well, but I don't need to. I don't want, you know, if some, you know, friends come along, that's great. You know, I enjoy, you know, me, but I'm not, that's not what I want to do.
Well, and all your energy right now in this, at this time is going towards that wanting that and having an intention to go free, having an intention to reconnect with Divine Mother at a deep, deep cellular level and not have to come back around again. And so all your energy is on the studies, on really connecting with that place, that communication where we are. And to be in this, I was asking one day, how do you be in this world and not be of it? And the answer I got was the phrase from Paramahansa Yogananda's Samadhi, which is, from joy I came.
For joy I live. In sacred joy I melt.
So,
ooh, nice place to take a break. We are going to close out the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We'll turn it right around. We'll be back with Jana Rosewood, co-author of Are You Still Kissing Frogs? And phone lines are now open. So give us a call if you want some coaching and some help from Jana, and we'll continue to chat through the rest of the show and get into more details. But if you have been eagerly awaiting your chance, because, you know, she's very good. You can read the book, but if you work with her in person, like, you know, that intuition of hers and seeing where you're at and what you need to do is quite profound. We'll talk more about that, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.